You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. It is 6:34, and this is my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I am Anita B, and that right there was First Base. I love First Base. So good. So First Base are a band on Hosehead Records, and that song is You've Got a Hold on Me from their 7-inch of the same name. It's actually comprised of four songs. So it's a four-song 7-inch. Those guys are out of Toronto. Now, if you know anything about Hosehead Records, there are two guys that run it. One of the guys about 2 years ago, Patrick, left Toronto and moved to Vancouver. So Patrick is half of Hosehead and the coolest guy. And anyways, I believe that in the band First Base, he told me, I think he said it's the other guy in Hosehead Records that it plays bass or something. I think maybe Mike. But anyways, there you go. Such a good band. So if you guys get a chance to see them, please do so, because I never have. I have not had the opportunity yet, but I'm sure they put on a crazy good show. So yeah, so they haven't played here either. Speaking of Hosehead Records, though, actually, on that note, The Mandates, they are a band out of Alberta. They're playing coming up soon. I want to say like next weekend with the Isotopes, who are a Vancouver punk rock baseball band, if that makes sense. So all of their songs are about baseball, which drew me to them instantly, of course. And sort of in the style of like the Ramones, sort of like pop punk, whatever. And they're playing together. So that would be, what date is that? Maybe July 2nd? That would be this weekend, maybe. Yeah. Where are we at? June 29th. So I believe it's already this Saturday night. So yeah. So check out The Mandates with the Isotopes here in town someplace. I forget where. But there you go. Check it out. Okay. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM. We are located on the campus of UBC at the very western tip of Vancouver. Now, technically, I don't know if you knew this, but UBC comprises a big portion of real estate. And I don't think UBC is actually part of the city of Vancouver. Like, for example, the jurisdiction of the Vancouver Police Department does not cover UBC. Interesting, isn't it? I may have to check that out in terms of what is exactly the city of Vancouver, but there's something weird there. Anyways, Needles and Pins. We're going to be listening to them right now. So these guys put out a record, I don't know, just under a couple of years ago, which is really killer, called Shamebirds. And these guys, well, there's three of them. You've got Adam. He is the lead singer, guitar player. I don't really know the bass player's name. And then you've got Macy. Macy is on drums, so co-ed band. And Macy, by the way, runs, what's it called? The burrito place. She runs that place on Kingsway where Maine meets. How can I go there all? Budgies. I go there all the time. So go check her out at Budgies. But anyways, the point of my story is that we're going to hear some songs from them. We're going to hear one of my favorite songs of theirs. It's called Only Call Me When You're Drunk. Such a great song. And I do believe they've recorded. So there shall be a follow-up record to Shamebirds coming out. I don't know when, but stay tuned for that. So here we are. We're going to be listening right now to some Needles and Pins on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You only call me when you're drunk. You only call me when you're fucked up. You only call me when you're out of love, and there's no one else that can master. You only call me when you're drunk. The rest of the time you say I'm boring. question. An enabled FM chip in your smartphone can make the difference in an emergency situation by allowing you to still hear critical updates. It will also let you listen to the local FM station using 3 times less battery and 20 times less data than streaming. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
All right, I just saw those guys on the weekend. That would be Knife Pleats. Knife Pleats. The record that we heard that song off is called Hat Bark Beach. And the song itself is Chiming of Bells. Now, if you know nothing about Knife Pleats, they are Tracy Vath, Rose Melberg, Gregor Phillips, and Katie McWinney. Now... These guys just played the Girls Rock Camp benefit with Transmitters and Vancouver, which was Vancouver's very last show, and it was such a good show. I was just like standing right in front of them, just like soaking in every moment, because that's it. Because Cece Rose has left the city. It's so sad. She just left like yesterday to Toronto. So... you know, that's life. And anyways, Knife Pleats opened that show after one of the teenage bands, one of the high school slash junior high bands that I missed. I'm sorry, I missed it. But anyways, and they were really good, Knife Pleats. Now, Rose Melberg is of note. She would be the person who has had a sort of storied, I guess, indie rock history. Like, she is originally from California, if I'm not mistaken. She played with like that twee pop band, what were they called, like I want to say on K Records or Kill Rock Stars, and had moved out to Canada. She married somebody and she's now a mom and she's no longer married. And anyways, but she's consistently played music and she's super cool. And there you go. That is Knife Pleats. Now, speaking of Rose Malberg, I'm going to play a song from a band she had been in prior, like a long time ago. We're talking like the late 90s. Gaze, G-A-Z-E, or if you prefer, G-A-Z-E. So Gaze is a local band, of course, which was comprised of Miko. So Miko Hoffman was the lead singer. Beautiful voice, gorgeous voice. Megan Mallett, she was on the bass. And then Rose Malberg. Oh, yeah, the Softies. That was one of the bands that Rose was in. And also Go Sailor. That was the other band. So she was most notably in the Softies, Go Sailor. Anyways, Gaze are so good. I love Gaze. I was in a band at the time that those guys were doing their thing. They might have actually been around before my band. They were so young at the time. And we're going to hear a song of theirs called A New Home. And this is from their record entitled Shake the Pounce. Now, this, I do believe, is a K Record release. Yes, I believe so. I know their other record that they had. I have it someplace still. Is on K Records. Very cool label, of course, out of Olympia, Washington. All right, so let's not listen to me talk, and let's just listen to some Gaze. So amazing. Now, there was another band, though, on that note called The Gay, but this is not The Gay. This is just Gaze. And interestingly enough, my best friend Sarah Lapsley was in The Gay. Maybe I should play them later. Okay, but anyways, where are we at here? I'm good. Okay, let me hit play. And here we are on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Gaze.
Dreams will disappear. repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We'll be right back.
All right, that is Les Chaussettes. That is the band with a French name singing about a Russian boy. Yeah, that's off their new record. It's called Who Will Read Your Mind? And they're local. They are a four-piece co-ed band and Felix Fung. So Felix Fung is a local music recorder, producer, whatever. He runs a studio called Little Red Studios. And he is in that band, and he's one of the Les Chaussettes. I'm not good with French, so there you go. And then before that, we heard the Mandelbaums. Yes, love those guys. The song we heard was I'm Splittin' from their record, Take It Up a Notch. Those guys are led by Dylan. And Dylan, what's his last name? It's not Mandelbaum. Dylan, his name is escaping me right now. Originally out of Vancouver, but now he is living in Victoria. I do believe the band is based out of Victoria. That's the Mandelbaums. Now, the Radii we heard in there before that. I have not played those guys in a while. The Radii is a band that are no longer. We heard something off their record that was released 5 years ago. So self-titled Radii. You've got Abby. She was the lead singer. And my buddy Justin, so Justin White, he wrote the songs and does some backup singing, guitar player guy. And you've got Mick, of course, on drums. And oh my goodness, Shane Sharp on bass. I know all those guys quite well. So I did not know them back then, though, when the Radii were around. I think I was busy with my kids, with babies and whatnot. But anyways, I've come out the other end. And I'm now totally... having a good time with the music. And it's 7:03, folks. It is 7:03. My name is Anita B. This show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we're going to go back in time. We're gonna hear some Eric Strip. I have not played these guys in ages. This is one of the bands that way back in the day, back from like the mid-90s, they kind of got me immersed in indie rock. Like, these guys were out of Moncton, New Brunswick. Often confused with being a Halifax band, because at that time in the 90s, there was the whole Halifax pop explosion, which is like this festival, but everybody sort of deemed, like all the industry people had deemed Halifax as like the next Seattle. And I mean, on many levels, they weren't incorrect, because a lot of bands like Sloan, Thrush Hermit, Hardship Post, Jail, the list just goes on and on. Were making a name for themselves out of Halifax. Now, again, these guys played a lot of shows with those guys and they got mixed up with that, but they were actually from New Brunswick. And these guys, kind of trippy and just awesome. Very lo-fi Eric's Trip on Sub Pop Records. Interesting. And from my favorite record of theirs, Purple Blue, which was, again, released in 96. We're going to hear the song 16 Hours. Oh, so good. Okay, so here we are. Let's make sure I'm good. All right. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. I don't know if I mentioned that. And this is Eric Strip. We'll be right back.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Into your seat, don't lie there broke into your prison and dropped the sleeping guards, painted flowers on the bars, and snuck you out the yard. Paralyzed and gleaming with visions of new states, wrapped in our embrace where we would dream.
All right, that right there is from their 2009 album, Pink Mountaintops. The song we heard is While We Were Dreaming. The record is Outside Love. Yes. Pink Mountaintops, of course, are a local band that share many of the same musicians as Black Mountain. And really good. Before that, we heard something new from Fashionism, something totally new. They have a new 7-inch entitled Subculture Suicide, and we heard the title track off of that deal. It is 7:15. Yeah, my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I am Anita B, and I am the person that runs this entire Canadian music show. So I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8, and yeah, it's Canadian music. That's what happens. Which is good because there's so much good Canadian music, especially locally. I had this conversation with somebody not long ago, and this guy was dissing the local music scene. And I was like, no, don't. Like, and it turns out this person doesn't go out either, doesn't really know what's going on out there. And I was kind of like, no, actually, Vancouver has a lot of good music going on, a lot of good stuff. So unless you really are, you know, into it and going out to see the shows and have friends and bands and whatnot, then you can't say that, right? You just can't. So Canadian music is pretty awesome. And yeah, mind you, it seems that as the years have gone on, I've done the show for a while, I have been playing more and more local bands, which is good, which is awesome. So there we go. Now let's move on and talk about the weather, because the weather is pretty good. And tomorrow is my last day. I just so happen to be a teacher. So I teach high school. And classes have been over now for a little while, and I've just been sort of hanging out in my classroom, attempting to organize and look busy, but I'm kind of just, you know, spending a lot of time doing nothing. And officially tomorrow is it. So I've like a half day tomorrow, and then I'm done until September. So yes, yes, I'm so stoked. And the weather's been perfect, so I predict I'll be over at the beach a lot. I'll be over here in the UBC area. Rec Beach is my favorite. It's so great. So anyways, let's talk about the weather. So today, like I said, today's Wednesday. Tomorrow, therefore, is Thursday, and the high tomorrow is 23. Mainly sunny. Not bad at all, folks. Not bad at all. All right, then we move into the weekend, which is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it looks like 21 each day. Friday is cloudy with sunny breaks. That's not bad. And then when we move into Saturday and Sunday, it is it looks like a mix of sun and clouds. And I'm playing baseball Saturday, so that works out nicely. Yes. Yes, I am. I'm a member of the East Van Baseball League, which is totally awesome. And I'm having the most fun of my life ever. It's hardball. It's good times. And I'm on the Strathcona Stevedores. Hey, you should come down to the park and check out... it's going to be like a pickup game on Saturday. It's not like my team officially. It's just a bunch of us league players who are going to get together and, you know, play some ball. So there you go. That's Saturday. So I'm kind of stoked about that. And of course, wait a second, folks. Friday is a holiday. Friday, July 1st, is Canada Day. All right. Pretty cool. Not bad. And there we go. Now let's move into some more music. And I found something from a band from back when that I love. I used to play shows with these guys all the time. I was in a band and we used to play shows with the Notes from Underground constantly. And that is who I'm going to play next. And the Notes from Underground, They were a mostly three-piece band. They had a fourth member sometimes, but it was Jeff, and it was Johnny. And then on drums was Sean Mrazek. Sean Mrazek, who ended up being my own drum teacher and the coolest, nicest guy you could ever meet. Love Sean Mrazek. So he sings this one. It's such a great song. It's called, what is it called? Huh? Oh, yeah, it's called Robert, I Found the Bridge. That's the name of this song. And yeah, we're going to be listening to that here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there was Bomb from, like, I don't know, 1993. I can't believe it. Their record, Wanna Smash Sensation, we heard Your Disciple. That is one of my favorite Bomb songs right there. Those guys out of Victoria, and they recently got themselves back together after a huge hiatus slash, I don't know, like, dormancy? I don't know. And they will play The Odd Show here and there. Yeah, really good show. So before that, we heard something from the Ottawa Steve Adamick Band. Out of Ottawa, Steve Adamick Band. With the song Wait for Your Number from their record Third. Now, I think that one was released a few years back. Yeah. And then from 2004, we heard the song History from the Toronto band Controller Controller. Yeah, and that's off their record of the same name. Yeah, from 2004. Yeah, those guys were good. I quite like them. Kind of like, I don't know, punk dance, if you want to categorize it. And yeah, my name is Anita B. It is 7:33. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and I'm here with you all until 8. And then I come back in 2 more weeks. My show is every second week. Yeah, now we're going to listen to something from Vancouver band The Riff Randalls, a total girl pop rock band. And interestingly enough, Anne Marie, should be the drummer from the Riff Randalls, is now drumming with White Lung. Yeah, they're huge, White Lung. So we're going to hear something from these guys. Let's take a look here. We're going to hear this song, Double Cross. Now, this is from their record release back in 07 of the same name. So we're going to hear the title track. It was released on Dirt Nap Records. Yeah. And these guys go way back to, like, I don't know, the 90s. Yeah, they were very young when they first started. And they're really not that old. So they were just babies. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to stop talking. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, coming at you from the campus of UBC. And this here is the Riff Randalls. Double cross, double cross.
Derby is the epic, full-contact sport with 10 women skating at 30 kilometers an hour, and your favorite Terminal City Roller Girls season has started. They've got games on May 7th and 28th, and the semis are on June 18th. It's all wrapping up with the finals on July 9th, so come on out for the hits, the points, and the bruises, and cheer on your team. Check out tcrg.ca for times and locations.
Soundtrack to your life, perhaps a song from a film or a tune from TV. My name is Gap. Exploding Head Movies is here to give you sounds from the cinema, along with the songs that will be defining your future, the most forgotten classics that need a little rescue.
Yeah. Come on, baby. Come on. I won't let you down. Follow me.
Exploding Head Movies, Monday, 7 to 9 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
your heart is some romance, 'cause my heart needs a love dance.
All right, that right there was You Say Party. Now, of course, it used to be called You Say Party, We Say Die. And yeah, that actually happened. So back in 2010, I can't believe that was 6 years ago, the drummer, Devin Clifford, died actually on stage. Oh, what a tragedy. I can't believe it. Who doesn't remember that? So anyways, they dropped the You Say Die portion of their band name. And that was that. Now, they are apparently still together under the moniker You Say Party. And we heard the song Laura Palmer's Prom off their record from 09 entitled XXXX. There you go. Before that, we heard, I have not played Tricky Woo in ages, and I'm so glad I did. They're so reminiscent of MC5. Well, I played us two songs from Tricky Woo. Off of their record from 1999, folks, called Sometimes I Cry, which was released on Sonic Onion Records. Remember those guys? Yeah. We heard Let the Good Times Roll, and then All Right. And then, of course, before that, we heard The Organ, The Mint Records Band, the organ, with the song Brother from their record, Grab That Gun. Okay, the time is 7:52, and this is it, folks. I am almost Gandhi. We're going to hear something from, oh yeah, Soft Tests. Yeah, we got Soft Tests right here. They have a new record out. It is called Absolute Truth, and this would be a Sean. I was going to say, this would be a Sean band that, you know, never mind. This is a Sean band. Sean Shammy. So Sean, not Mrazek, but Sean, not Sean Bristow. The other Sean, the redhead Sean, of course. It's a three-piece band. Local, of course. Co-ed. Soft Ass. And we're going to hear the song. Oh, we're going to hear, yeah, the title track off this record. It's called Absolute Truth. And this is their first record. They haven't been around too long, but they're making a mark. So good for them. With their soft ass. Uh-huh. Okay, my name is Anita B, and my show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. So please listen 2 weeks from now, from 6:30 until 8, every second Wednesday. That's the deal. Or, hey, you can just go to CITR.ca and just find the podcast. Like, look how easy and awesome that is. The technology today, folks, is just ridiculous. So, yeah, Canadian music. That's my show. It's all about Canadian music. So I will be talking to you all soon, I'm sure, coming at you from CITR, 101.9 FM Vancouver. And let's just make sure I'm good here. All right. Oh, wrong one. I'm not good. I'm going to play us a CD this time. That's what we got, a good old-fashioned CD. Yes, we do. This is Soft Tests.
After decades of decline, drowning fatalities have been rising dramatically in Canada since 2004. Most drowning victims had no intention of going in the water, and harmless situations can become dangerous quickly. This summer, if you're going out on the water, even if you're not planning on going in it, be water smart and be prepared. Here are some things you can do to reduce your risk of drowning. Learn to swim and swim to survive. If you can tread water for a minute, you can orient yourself, and if you can swim 50 meters in a pool, you'll most likely be able to swim to safety in open water. Most drowning fatalities occur within just 15 meters of safety. Wear a life jacket or personal flotation device. 80% of all boating deaths were people who were not wearing one. Take a marine safety course, and if you're going kayaking or canoeing, know how to get out of your craft if it flips over. Practice basic safety moves such as wet exits and self-rescues. Save the alcohol for dry land after you're done playing on the water, and never go out alone. For more information and more safety tips, go to lifesaving.bc.ca.
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum! Take him in the teeth, red heads! Kill!
That's really
kill! Bad. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him! I hate him!
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.